we doing, guys?
How do you feel the team played, Tom? Some mistakes early in that first half.
Yeah.
I know you'd like to have some of those plays back, but
yeah.
You guys seem like you corrected some things at the half, got your feet up under you, and start feeding the big guy, number 35.
It was a great win. I thought, a real complimentary win. So defense played great, kept us in it all night. We got ahead. Let him back in there with kind of a dumb interception there at the end of the first half, but came out and played a lot better second half. So, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage, which was huge, and Jonas ran great. But it all starts with the big guys up front, and they played a great game.
We'll go back to Kansas City real quick, and even Minnesota. Post game, you said, "Hey, we don't know what type of team we're going to have. Not even weeks from now. Even I think use the term it might take months."
Yep.
Here you are, a couple months ahead. Your offensive line starting to gel together, not only protecting you, but as far as the run blocks, those guards going back and forth.
Yeah.
Blocking, coming together.
Yeah, I think you got to be able to find different ways to win. Depending on the matchup that you get, and you got to kind of devise a game plan that you think is going to work. And then once you get in there, you see if it works. And if it's going good, you kind of, stay with it. But you got to be able to adjust, to be really one-dimensional. I thought tonight we showed, great toughness, certainly on both sides of the football and special teams. We ran the ball great. We were pretty tough to tackle. So, made some real big-time plays when we needed. This is a team that gave up like 3 third downs in their last 33 attempts, and I thought we did a pretty good job tonight. So it was a great win on the road against a damn good football team. So they all get bigger from here, and we'll enjoy it, but be back to work tomorrow.
What happened on that interception late in the first half? Because it looked like you might have some possible big play coming up. So
yeah.
I don't know how the whole thing evolved.
Yeah, it was just a bad play. It's like a no-look throw, which those don't ever end up very, very good. So, I thought I had a good look pre-snap. And, Gronk got through there, but I just put too much air on the ball and ended up lobbing it right to Mike. Hopefully there's no more of those this year.
Is that one of those plays where you just get, how quickly can you forget about it? It's halftime, it's a big turnaround.
Yeah. It's a bit, you hate to let them back in there like that. It was kind of a momentum play, and, it was just not a good one. So, that doesn't happen very often, so I'm not overly concerned about it. It was just kind of, just a dumb play.
You guys took the knee there right before the half, too. A lot of timeouts in the pockets, some time left on the clock. The coach sent in the message of, hey, guys, let's think about what we're doing here.
Sure. They gained a little momentum, and we knew we were going to get the ball start of the third. And, they're actually, they're pretty good there in 2 minutes. So are we, but, we're 14-10. We're in decent position. We're playing well, playing on our terms. We did a much better job protecting the ball there in the second half, made a lot of big-time third downs, some big-time run-after catches, and defense really stepped up. It was great to see a defense play like that, especially when they kind of backed them up against the wall and they really closed it out, finished strong. It was just exactly what we needed.
The offensive line was obviously opening up huge holes for Jonas, but it looked like you were sheltered really well the whole time on.
Yeah, we had great protection. I thought, they all played really well up front. So that's what we're going to need. They challenged us some good schemes that this team ran. Our guys, it's very complementary between the, receiving skill position players and the offensive line. So, if they're going to add extra guys to the rush, then we need to get open a little bit quicker. And we did that tonight. I thought we did a good job on third down. And that was a big key to the game.
So.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I think there's games where you go in and, we're not sure how well we're going to run it. But, when it's going well, you just want to keep giving it to them. So they were creating holes, and Jonas was finding yards, whether it was cutting back or staying with his blocks. He just had a great vision tonight. So he ran for almost 200 yards. So it was pretty, it's a pretty sweet night for running back to be able to do that.
Is that the game plan from the beginning?
Yeah. I think, yeah, we always try to stay balanced. I think, you never go in there saying we're going to run it as much or throw it as much. You always try to, really, get the runs on your terms. And then, if they're going to load up and stop it, you got to throw it. But if they're not going to, respect the running game, then you got to keep giving it to them. And we kept making yards no matter what personnel group we were in, no matter what the scheme was. We did a great job getting hat on a hat and, getting downhill and making yards. So was awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.